Warning, this podcast will rocket you into the knowledge and wisdom intended to inspire, influence, and impact you to lead a Christian Rocketeers organization. Let's honor the sacrifice Christ the Son died to give you by leading the life and nonprofit God has called you to well. God is doing great and amazing things in the heavens and on earth. Let's tap into his wisdom and reach for the stars together.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Christian Rocketeers podcast, where we impart, inspire, influence, impact your nonprofit ministry for the kingdom. I am your host, Shawnee Pinkasek from Christian Rocketeers, and today I am so glad to be with you. We're going to talk about a topic today that we feel is very relevant in this time and in this season, and I brought my good friend Cassie along to tell you about her brand new book about multiplication. And I'm going to bring her on here in a second.
Hi, Shawnee.
How are you?
I am doing well, and I am so excited and honored that we are getting to have this conversation together today.
Yes, it is long overdue.
It is. This is our second time connecting, and we are trusting that this is going to make it.
We are. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yes, absolutely. So we were just chatting beforehand. I said, I am a mom first, in that you will probably see or hear children somewhere. So I always give that little disclaimer. But I am also a business coach for Christian entrepreneurs. I am a kingdom multiplier. We're going to be talking about more of that today. I believe that is one of the mantles that I've been given to carry into this day and age. And I come from a degree in interior design. So for those of you all watching in real time, it's around the holidays. I have been out decorating Christmas trees for clients for the last couple of days and have several more to do in the next couple of weeks. So a little bit of everything.
Well, Cassie, how did you get called from being an interior designer? And in this season, it's so, I love that you're decorating trees. What's your favorite tree that you've done so far?
I will say this year I got to do a sweet lady who had a fall last year, so she can't do it herself. And I got to go put up over hundreds of vintage 1950s, like shiny, bright, colorful Radco glass ornaments. It was beautiful.
Oh, I love that. So what is your style when you decorate for yourself for the holidays?
So my personal style is going to be a little bit lighter, brighter. I like a very kind of clean look. My tree, my family tree, we have Spider-Man, we have Transformers, we have everything in the world on there. There is not a bow, there's not a pick. It is just family fun, and I love it.
That's how our tree is too. And like, I want one of those Martha Stewart trees, you know, but with 12 kids, it's always been, there will be a time for that down the road.
There will be a day and an age for that. And my favorite tip is to always get a little tree for you. So I have a angel tree in my bedroom, and it's shiny and sparkly and all angels, and it makes me happy.
That's awesome. Yeah. So God took you from interior design to now you work this incredible business, Christian Women Business Builders, and help other women build Christian women business, you know, businesses mm-hmm. for the kingdom. So how did you get paid into that space?
So that is one of those stories where I had my good plans and God had his best plans. So I had been interior design for over 14 years at that point. I had, you know, we had a couple of stores. I was a co-owner with plans to expand. And after I had baby number three, I just felt this, I wouldn't call it a weight, but it was just that unsettling in your spirit. And I just kept feeling the Lord say, it's done, but it's not over. And I was like, Lord, that doesn't mean anything. What does that mean? And he just led us to a point where I went to my business partner and I said, for this season, I'm supposed to walk away. And honestly, it was the hardest thing I had ever done. That was my plan. That was my future. I had it all mapped out. And I said, I came home and I was a really good stay-at-home mom for 3 months. And then I got bored. So I actually started a book writing class and I wrote my first book on decorating Christmas trees. And from that, the Lord called me into online business, and I was on a flight coming home from a high-end business retreat. I had no business at the time, and he downloaded his plans for Christian Women Business Builders on that plane ride home. And I came home, and I started, and that was over 5 years ago now, and it's just been a journey of trusting him every step of the way. Just when I think I have it figured out, he shifts the course a little bit.
Launching Christian Racketeers, you know, she knew years before that this was going to come to fruition, but it wasn't until all the steps, and it's so good how it's been laid out and how it keeps increasing. So what led you to write this incredible book that is changing so many ways of how people are looking at business and kingdom and just Jesus ministry in general, I would say?
Oh, I love that. I love that preface. So when I started the outline of the book, it was a how-to manual on how to multiply your business results by partnering with other believers. And it was very practical. I still have the rough draft. I started writing it, and I don't know if you've ever had an opportunity where like the Spirit writes through you. And the book that I wrote is not what I started. The Lord just came through me and really said, my people have to understand the heart of multiplication before they need the how-to of multiplication. So he took me back just, I mean, over and over again through scripture and just highlighted, I do not add. In my math, I multiply. My people are adding, and we're supposed to be multiplying. So it was just over and over again, reminders and stories and connections. And, you know, you just have, I call them spirit pings, or you're just walking along or listening to something. It's like, ooh, that's for you. So it took 2 years to write this one. I wrote my last book in 3 months. It took me 2 years to write this. And it was just that beautiful journey of what's next, Lord. Like, what is that next piece that you have for Revelation? And I believe there's still a lot more to come. But the book as it is today is his heart for understanding scriptural laws of multiplication.
Awesome. So why is so important for the book?
I truly believe that we are stepping into an era of kingdom come in which the church has been built. I do believe there's a lot of opportunity for the church to bond together. But I believe this next generation, our focus is on preparing the world for the King to come, for his coming. And we're in that time where we have to start doing things differently. We can't keep doing things the way the world tells us. And that goes in business, that goes in ministry, that goes in nonprofit, that goes in, I think, all arenas where believers are to have a voice. And when we realize that on our own strength, we're only going to add. And we're going to add more to our plate. We're going to add more to do. We're going to add more that we should be doing. And we're going to see increase, but it's not at the level that we're promised in scripture. So when we go back and we learn to think, it's that retraining of our mind. How do I do less, but see much greater return? That's when we're going to see a greater impact and a greater change in the world.
All the to-do lists that they have, because they've seen, okay, I want to do this, this, and this, and they're trying to do it and striving. But I love how you're in so aligned with us and how we teach, you know, no, it's just that one step that God is calling you.
That one, we're told that he is a light unto our path. And, you know, we can see that step ahead, but we're not looking at the whole destination. I do believe he gives us visions of what's to come, but he gives us that obedient step. We have to rely on him to get there. And when we do that one next thing in obedience and we focus, and that's the, for me, I don't know for everybody, a lot of the women I coach, it's that focusing point. We're entrepreneurial, we're creatives, we have so many, we can see opportunity everywhere, but it's saying, Lord, what is it that you have for me to steward well, bear good fruit, and then be able to multiply it for the kingdom?
Yeah. And I can tell you, that's in Mercy's Light to just be able to come back and hone in right on where God was calling us to. And I will say, in doing that, we saw great blessing from that season. So thank you.
Ooh, testify. Tell me a story. I want to hear a story. I love testimonies of seeing that in action.
We were just looking at all the pieces and parts. And Carrie and I think it was a workshop we attended that you did. And we walked away and we're like, no, God, you're calling us to the seasons. And what do our seasons look like? And then pulling back and looking at what our seasons look like, we had the gala coming up. And because we did that, we raised $30,000 at the gala.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It was from us pulling back and pressing in and only doing what he called us to do. not all the stuff that everybody says you have to do to have a successful gala.
Yes, yes, I want to highlight that. Yes,
yeah, it was everybody doing what they needed to do, the team collectively, and just being obedient to the Holy Spirit. And God did incredible, incredible things.
I love that. And the beauty of multiplication is when you see that first increase, there's only more to come. So that those seeds of multiplication are going to continue to expand. So thank you for sharing that. I'd love to hear. I think it's great to read it. And I think it's so powerful to read it and to start to apply it. But I think when we hear testimonies of how that operates, it does something in our spirit to say, okay, there is actual, you know, walking in this that's going to have great results. So
yeah, it's so crazy. All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back with more of Kathy, and we'll talk about the laws of multiplication coming up.
I left my legal career to pursue a higher calling. What changes are you willing to make? My name is Carrie Reichertz, and I'm a Rising Star Lawyer by the Milwaukee Magazine. And I left my rising legal career to make a difference in the world of girls in Kenya.
The women I met forever changed my life. I returned to my job and I realized it no longer served me. I knew he had something bigger in store for me. I was called to serve others. So I left my law to begin my own business. I founded two nonprofits, Operation Give Hope and Infinitely More Life. I also began teaching women who are overwhelmed trying to start and grow their nonprofit, Ministry to Thrive.
My first nonprofit, Operation Give Hope, tackles systematic spiritual, emotional, and financial poverty afflicting young mothers in Mombasa, Kenya, and helps sex trafficking victims heal. My second nonprofit, Infinitely More Life, operates globally and helps people recognize and reconcile life traumas by working with Christ. I have assisted hundreds in starting their own domestic and international nonprofits.
Are you ready to leave behind the fear and doubt holding you back from starting the nonprofit God has called you to? Join the 8-week Christian Rocketeer Nonprofit Startup Certification. Remember, you are not leaving a career or a comfortable life. You are gaining purpose, passion, mission, and you will be changing the world. Join us today.
All right, everybody, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed your quick break. And we are back with my friend, Cassie Kitzmiller. And we are talking about her brand new book about multiplication. And we are here discussing just what holds us back, Cassie, from being willing to step into multiplication. Is it that we're so used to the addition and the striving? And
I think one of the biggest things is we talked about renewing the mind and how important it is to actually capture the thoughts that we are currently operating in and renewing them with the truth of Scripture. And that goes in anything in life. But in multiplication, I found through my personal life and working with a lot of women that there are certain mindsets, I call them addition mindsets, that we have been programmed, culturally acclimated to, that we haven't even, we don't understand fully that they're not the truth. And one of those, I'll just talk about a couple, but one of them is the idea that we're this lone cowboy. If you've grown up in, you know, modern day, and especially in certain cultures, it's an idea where you are responsible for your own success, that you have to pull yourself up, that if you ask for help, somehow you're weak or you haven't gotten it all figured out. And that creates a lot of imposter syndrome. In Scripture, we're told over and over again that we are made to rely on the body of Christ, that we are to have the power of Christ working through us. It's never our own strength. Nowhere in Scripture does it say you do this off of your strength. It's completely, completely cultural, not scriptural. And the other one, and this one is so sneaky and it's so deceptive. And it's the idea that there is lack in any area.
Yep. Yeah.
Lack is an illusion. It is a very well-crafted illusion that the earth has shown us. Well, if you have, a cup of water, and you drink the water, that means I don't get any more water. There's not enough. When we look at kingdom, and we look at the way the Lord has scripted multiplication, increase, cycles, replenishment into every aspect of his creation, we realize that there's only increase. It says his kingdom will only increase. When you think about trees, like in one tree, how many seeds of multiplication are there? In one tree, I mean, the opportunity is endless. But it goes back to what do we believe and how do we operate? And that right there is where the laws come in. Because I say I have a visual and I don't think I have it with me, but if you have a plus sign, all you have to do is turn it just a little and you're multiplying. It's the same thing in our minds. We just have to say, okay, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to look at it just a little differently and I'm going to operate a little differently and I'm going to start multiplying.
Yeah, and you have to operate with abundance too. You know, I think of how right now we hear all the talk of, you know, lack, recession, you know, the economic stuff. First, we'll say what Carrie and I tell everybody, turn off the news. That's the first part.
Don't listen to me.
This is my Bible's here. This is what you need to be in more than anything.
This is the news of the day, right?
Yeah. This is what you're focused on. Yes, you need to know a little bit of what's going on in the world, but don't saturate your life with it. You know, it'll overwhelm you and depress you. And that's why the enemy puts the stuff out that he does. The thing about it is there's abundance in the kingdom. And what we don't understand, you know, we're not taught as Christians enough, is God wants to bless his children. Because everybody goes back to you're doing the prosperity gospel. And the gospel is prosperity in a way, because God wants to prosper you. And he wants to prosper you so you can bless others around you. And for those of you listening, that is through your nonprofit. One of the biggest lies we come against as Carrie and I's coaches in the nonprofit space is I shouldn't take a salary as a nonprofit owner. I shouldn't have money coming in to be able to provide for the ministry where the ministry flourishes at itself. You know, it should be this constant striving or constant, you know, pleading for money.
Operating in a lack reality.
Mindset. Mm-hmm. And even now we're hearing, well, you know, how do we pull back from our nonprofit because of the recession? And I'm like, oh no.
You go forward, full speed.
Full speed ahead, throttle ahead. God will show up. We've seen it before. We saw it with, I think back to the third floor and the provision for Mercy's, like, when God built the third floor, that was simple steps, doing things differently. You know, it wasn't the same way that he had done it before. And there was more than enough.
And I love in scripture, and the Lord's had me like going back to Joseph over and over again. And he always prepares his people before a time of earthly lack. Yeah. So that's one of the things. And I think when you say it's understanding that he's already gone ahead and prepared for his people in a time where the world is seeing less, where has he positioned those that we can go to who are experiencing more than enough and who are outpouring into others? And that's such a beautiful call to me. And I think with nonprofits especially, because if you operate in a mindset of abundance, when the world is experiencing lack, you are positioned to be that one that says, we have prepared for this season and we are going to be able to help you out of our abundance. And that's what abundance mindset does. It says, there's more than enough, let me give, as opposed to there's not enough, let me hold, you know, let me wither back and hold tight.
Yeah. When I think that's one of the things the enemy wants to do with the church in general, is he wants us to pull back and be in our little bubble.
Defensive.
Because then we're not out there sharing God's love, sharing what God is doing, being able to minister to those around us that he's called us to. Why don't we talk about what are, you have seven laws of multiplication, and we'll just break them down shortly.
Absolutely. So the very first law is the law of the seed. And it's understanding that we have to first start with something to multiply. And we talk about some of the math behind it in the book, so I won't go into the math overly much. But if you have one of anything and you multiply it against any number, you're not going to increase. You're only going to end up with what you started with. So understanding that the seed that the Lord gives us, he gives seed to the sower and food for the harvest, you know, for the eater. So we have things the Lord has already given us. None of us are starting from zero. None of us are having to go out and make the seed happen. As God's kids, he provides it for us. It's up to us to learn how to plant it and steward it for increase. That is the very first step in multiplication, is understanding I have to start with what I have, put it in good soil, and increase it and grow it for the Lord.
That is so awesome. So then seed number, law number two.
Number two is stewardship. That's where we join the process of partnering with the Lord's way of stewardship, not the world's way of ownership. I do believe that we are supposed to take ownership and responsibility, but the only way we can do it unto the Lord is when we understand that we are a steward of his resources, not an owner of our own. So that one's really key to align our hearts with the mission behind multiplication. If it's ownership, it's for me. I'm increasing for my purposes. If it's stewardship, it's I'm taking what the Lord has given me and increasing it for the good of others. So that one's really, really key.
That's why it's important to realize that your nonprofit is not yours. It is God's, and it is dedicated. Even in your business is not yours. It's the Lord's, and you dedicate it to him.
He's everything, right?
Yeah, I tell my kids that. I'm like, everything we have is the Lord.
He gives, he can take it away.
Yeah. So law number three.
Law number three is the law of proficiency. And we talked on this one earlier. This one is understanding that even if you think you can do a lot of things well, you can only do a few things really well in order to see that increase in multiplication. So many, and I think this is one of the places the enemy is still so crafty. He gets us doing half things and then gets distracted and we do something else. It's that idea of half built bridges where I've never really seen anything through. So I keep coming back and starting again. And in the kingdom, when it comes to, you know, in a nonprofit, in a business, it's that idea of I always need to be working on something new without ever fully finishing the work I've been given. So proficiency is saying I'm going to focus in, do the work he's given me with excellence before I go and pick up, you know, the things that are distracting me.
Yeah. And those distractions will come along the way because the need is so great.
It is. And we have hearts to serve. And that's where understanding the body of Christ comes in, is that if we will operate as the best part of the body we can be, if I can be the best pinky that I can be, then it frees up the other fingers to do the work they need to do. If I'm trying to be a pinky and a thumb, I'm trying to do it all, then none of it is really showing up in its strength. And that's trust. And to me, this is so hard. It's trusting in the body of Christ. We can't operate in our own strengths fully until we trust others to be able to operate in there. And we give them permission to. We don't expect people to do everything.
Well, and it's that letting your volunteers do their job, you know, letting your board go out and raise money, you know, having people to come alongside you to do the work alongside you that God's called you to do, not doing it all by yourself, not going, I'm over here and I'm just going to keep going. It's letting the team work in unity.
Absolutely. And that comes from one of the things I talk a lot about in our programs and partner with other believers is making sure that you have the same mind, which is the mind of Christ. So when we have the mind of Christ, it is going to be the same thought process, the same direction that goes over all the body. And when that happens, that's when we really start to see that. And that leads right into law number four, which is the law of exchange. And it's the idea that as the body, as a part of the body, when we show up and do what we do best, then we create exponential value. And when you create greater value, you are going to see greater returns. That is economics 101. Produce more value, get more return. When you can provide good fruit, right? You bear good fruit, then you multiply it. So many people try to jump right into multiplication before they've really created something of great value to multiply. And that never works. I have done it from experience. I have coached a lot of other believers in business and in life through that. We have to produce something good first in order to multiply it so we'll actually create that impact. And then the sixth law is the law of submission. This is the law that I don't want to say it separates like the ones who are walking in this or not, but I believe it's the hardest one to fully walk in. And that is submitting all of us to the Lord. And we've talked about that kind of on and off. It's anything that we are holding on to doing our way, mm-hmm. we haven't fully submitted. And it is so hard to feel like you've been given something to steward and not try to make it happen your way. You were just talking about, you know, having to lay down some of your plans ahead of this week and mm-hmm. how in your best laid plans, it makes sense, right? We're going to do this thing and we're going to promote this and this all lines up on the calendar and this is what we should be doing. But you felt like the Lord say, we need to step back and we need mm-hmm. to just lean in and pray now. This is a time of prayer and fasting and seeking Him. In the natural, if you would ask anybody, they'd be like, well, that was a missed opportunity. That doesn't make any sense. Well, you're really missing your chance here. But when we submit to the Lord, we understand that He will do greater mm-hmm. through your obedience than you would ever be able to do walking in your own strength.
Yeah, and that's the key. I mean, it doesn't fit the worldly mindset of push, 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 strive, strive, strive.
Make it happen.
Yeah. And we were even like, you know, well, you know, it's our Giving Tuesday campaign and, you know, it was all pre-mapped out. And he's like, no, it's a shift. And this is what we need instead. And so we pulled back. We're taking some time and experiencing God, which we've been doing, and just really sitting down together to remember, really reflecting on the goodness of God, Cassie, really just sitting and looking at all that God did in Kenya in this trip with our team this time. All God has done this year, just entirely, the blessings are endless. We had like pages that we were just looking at of all that He's done in the girls, in our staff, in our volunteers, in our family, in Carrie's family, and just sitting and looking at it and like, God, like, look at you, look at what you've done. And we
I don't know what this looks like, but I am feeling it like the word Testimony Tuesday coming up in my spirit. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel like the Lord is calling His people right now to do what you just said, to testify. We internalize it, but we are called to testify to His goodness. And I don't know if that's a word for you or just a word for the listeners, but just to take that time to publicly declare the goodness of God in your life, in your nonprofit, in your business, in your family, in your health. And it's just that reminder for ourselves. And it's that speaking into that spirit man that says, if He did it for her, He can do it for me. And if He did it in the past, He's going to do it again, because God is faithful and He never changes.
No, it's so good. And that's the one thing I want people to remember as a nonprofit leader and in general, God never changes. It, you know,
He is faithful today, tomorrow.
Yeah, so one of the lies the enemy has hit me with over the years is, you know, well, this time He's not going to show up because He's busy helping this person, and you're going to end up seeing this. And I've been able to combat it with scripture of God's faithfulness, just sitting down. We have our nonprofit leaders. We tell them to sit down and journal often, because in doing what Carrie and I did yesterday, in looking back at the faithfulness of God and where He's moved and financially, just spiritually in our team. This time they were able to have a team building in Kenya they were able to sit down, talk about the girls, talk about what's next. It was so, so good. She said it was so powerful that she had tears. And just at the goodness of God, from taking her step of obedience and saying, God, I'll go to Kenya, to seeing this three-story home that ministers to these girls who have been victims of trauma, trafficking by their own parents, which I can't even fathom. I mean, I love my kids dearly. I can't imagine, you know, wanting to sell them for anything like the culture over there does. and seeing God break through the darkness, that light shining so bright. So that's so good. All right, that brings us to our seventh law.
The seventh law is, I don't know if I have a favorite, but I think it has the most just excitement around it, because it's that idea of truly taking it from one to many. And that is the law of discipleship. And that's exactly what you were just testifying to in Kenya, that she was hearing the stories of the impact that she made in the girls' lives, in the team lives, in the people who went with, you know, you all on that trip. It's the idea that what the Lord gives to us is meant to be passed on to others. It's never, we are never meant to be a closed bottom cup. And the Lord gave me a vision a couple of years ago, and I pulled into my driveway and I was just sitting in my driveway. You have kids, you understand this. And it was quiet and I wasn't carrying the groceries in quite yet. I was just sitting in that moment of quiet and the sun was coming down. It's just a pretty moment. And he gave me this vision of a pitcher, if you will, a cup. And it was absolutely overflowing and like spitting out with like this golden liquid being poured in. And there was no bottom. And he highlighted that there was no bottom on this cup. And he said, that's what I want to be through you. And I was like, Lord, I mean, it was beautiful. And I was like, you know, I'm so excited. And he said, I want to be so full in you that it pours out, but you can't put on a bottom. We can't try to close what the Lord's giving us. We have to share it. We have to create disciples. We have to pour it out into the lives of others in order for his blessings to continue just to, I mean, they're never ending, right? Like his blessings are never ending. So it's that idea that when we create disciples, when we share what we've been given, I think we take it into this like church mindset sometimes, at least I do. I'm kind of guilty. To being like, we're going to have a 12-step program to build disciples. And he's like, you build disciples by allowing me to comfort you. Everywhere you go, you share what I'm pouring in, you're pouring right back out. You're letting it go right through you in all areas. So that's the one where this really becomes legacy building. It becomes inheritance for future generations. And it creates that effect. This is where multiplication, you can't measure it anymore. Because if I affect one person, that person goes and does something that I may never know, I can't take credit for that. I can't ever say, well, I was the one who inspired that and that caused this. I think those are the stories we kind of get to see on the other side of heaven. And we're like, oh, that's so cool, God. I had no idea that this podcast touched that person in a way that they did something differently that changed the, you know, the course of how they operate.
Yeah. What I've been hearing two things from the Lord lately. It's abundance and stay in my abundance, and discipleship is key. I've been hearing discipleship is key for the last 2 years over and over again. And I keep going, God, what does this mean? Who is this for? Is it for my family? Is it for the ministry?
Yes.
And so
all for, of it.
Yeah. And so for my family, we've gone back to, now you can imagine this, 10 kids. For family devotions. It's chaotic. It's not perfect. It's so much. It takes an hour.
But you're pouring out.
It has been fun. We have come up with games to make it more interactive for them and stuff. And I will say from that, I have seen my kids go out and want to help other people.
And that's discipleship, right? And I love, again, I love to go back to scripture and be like, Christ journeyed with them. He journeyed with them. That's where they share, you know, shared the deeper stories. He would go and he would preach to the public and he would share the parables and he would share his message. And then multiple times it would say it would come back and he would tell his disciples what the meaning was. And so when we bring people into our life and we give them that next level revelation of who God is and what he's doing and what those things mean, that's discipleship. It's just taking them and sharing that additional revelation and those insights of the Lord in a way that builds relationships. So I love that. I love that he has you there. And I love that you're doing it practically in your family. And I'm sure you're doing it practically, you know, maybe not in, as intentionally elsewhere, but it's happening. I mean, that's just when you have that heart for discipleship, it's just, it's who you are. It's how you show up.
It's so amazing. Like that's one of the things yesterday we were looking at. We're like, wow, it's even changing my family and in, you know, places that are not nonprofit, you know, focused, but you know, just so good. It's I love watching God work. I love experiencing them every day. It's so good. All right, everybody, we're going to take one more quick break and we'll be back with more from Cassie. Stay tuned.
Why become a sponsor at Mercy's Light Family? Sponsors at Mercy's Light Family are ending sex trafficking. They are healing girls physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially to put them back on their feet in just 3 short years for themselves and their babies to be self-sustaining. That's what you get at Mercy's Light Family Sponsorship. In addition to that, you get a prayer card with the story of your girl or your baby so you can pray over them. You get behind the scenes access to be able to see day-to-day life in Kenya and what life is like for the girls at the house and how they're developing. You get that and so much more. Join us in sponsorship today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Christian Racketeers. Impart, Inspire, Influence, Impact Your Nonprofit Podcast. I am here again with my friend Cassie. I hope if you're just joining us, please go back and take lots of notes. Make sure you got a notebook. You're going to need it because there's lots of wisdom that Cassie has downloaded for her incredible book. And I encourage you, Cassie, where is your book available right now?
Yes, you can go grab it on Amazon. You can get it in the print copy, or you can also get it on your digital device of choice. So go grab a copy, get one for your friends, pick it up for your business besties or nonprofit besties.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so how do we walk this out? You've given us what it is, the laws. What does this look like to walk it out? What does it look like to walk out multiplication in the world today?
Such a beautiful question. And I will be honest, it is one I'm still walking. I do not have the 3-step process to multiply in any area. I do believe that the Lord has principles that are universal. Those are the laws that we are able to stand on, that we believe in, and that we operate from. From there, it is a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and how he is leading you in your walk with him. I do believe that through multiplication, that all of God's children are to see increase, but I think that looks differently for each of us. I don't think it's only monetary increase, and I don't think it's only, you have quite literally multiplied from where 2, there are now 12. That is a multiplication that there will be. I look forward to seeing pictures of kids and grandkids and you being able to see how practical multiplication can happen. So I do believe that multiplication comes in different ways. And there's different paths for multiplication. And that is that personal walk. It is that partnership with the Lord of the universe. It is understanding that yours doesn't look like mine and mine won't look like yours, but that when we are faithful and when we walk, that there is going to be good fruit that will be multiplied.
That is so good. And we see it in your ministry and we see it in ours at Mercy's Light Family and just basking in God's goodness and grace.
And so, I will say partner with other believers, please, because there is strength in numbers. There is just this talking to you this morning. It stirs something in our spirit in a new way when we come together with like-minded people and we say, you're doing that too. I can journey farther, faster, better together than I can when I'm just relying on my own strength. So partnering with the body of Christ in all areas, I think is such a beautiful invitation.
Yeah, and that's the ministry, of Christian Racketeers is to come alongside and bring that community together for a nonprofit. So to know you're not alone, I love that Carrie's been willing to go, share where she's been so other people don't have to struggle and strive the way that she did.
Yeah, don't make my mistakes, make your own. Let's learn from our mistakes and not have to make those same ones.
Yeah, well, and I know that in our business, it's helped people get further and faster.
Faster and easier, right? It's lighter. Yes. It's easier. There's such less self-doubt when you can have somebody on the other side say, okay, this is happening. And it's normal. Here's how you can overcome that quicker. Because otherwise we get stalled and we get stuck and we find ourselves in those seasons of feeling like we're in the wilderness longer than we need to be. So I love that y'all are doing that for nonprofits. And I love that there are places that the Lord is uniting the hearts of his people under the mind of Christ so that we can operate better together.
That's so good, because greater is ahead, and that's what we have to focus on. Not focus on the lack and turn off the news, please. Focus on greater abundance is ahead in Christ, because I believe
greater abundance and apparently making disciples. Those are the words you've been given. So
yeah, so good. And I believe we're walking into, like you said, a season for the church that we're going to see the church be able to minister to more people. And more people are going to come to know the Lord. And it's going to be incredible to see, because God's desire is for everyone to come into relationship with him and to walk with him in this incredible journey of life, because it is incredible. Once you accept the Lord, once you receive his love, it is so, so just incredible.
He is good all the time.
Yes. All right. Well, are you, would you be willing to close us out in prayer?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd be honored. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today, Lord, with just hearts of gratitude. We are entering a season, Father, of gratitude. And yet we take each and every day to just stop and say thank you for who you are. Thank you for the love you have for us. Thank you for being a God of relationship, one that we can talk to, one that we can walk with, one that guides us and leads us and never leaves us alone, Father. Lord, we pray that this message of kingdom multiplication would be multiplied right here and right now through today's podcast for all the listeners, Father. Lord, we pray that seeds of truth would go deep into fertile soil and they would go to bear good fruit and be multiplied for your glory. Father, we pray for Shawnee and for Carrie and for the Christian Rocketeers movement, Lord. We pray that there would be greater abundance than they can even imagine, that they would walk in fields so ready for the harvest that they would just laugh as the grain overflows in their baskets, Father. Lord, we pray that through all things, that we keep our hearts and our minds aligned with you, that we are obedient to your ways and your will, and that we just give you the glory for the great things you have done. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being our God. Amen.
All right, everybody. Well, we will see you again on next week's podcast. And Cassie, they can connect with you. Where?
Yes, come join the free Christian Women Business Builders Facebook group. We are also kicking off a new community collective going into the new year. It's going to be really exciting. We're talking a lot about the seasons we mentioned earlier. So seasons of growing in God's grace.
Awesome. Can't wait to hear all about it. And just can't wait to see what God has in store for you ahead, because I know it's going to be amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, everybody.